Selected. Dentrica 2 of 3. Engage neural congress. Wireless auto shunt acquired. Uploading. Base flash. Stryker could hear the wails of the beast. As his Scutari had zeroed in on their targets, cloaked by the red mist of the meteorite impact, the greenskins had closed on their own. Holding some distance away through the bloody haze, Stryker and the infiltrators were rejoined by the servo skull Phrenos 361. The drone whirred to a stop, landing on the Primus's gauntlet and securing itself with a prehensile grip of its snaking cables. The Scutari officer's clicking optics revolved slowly to focus, overlaying filter upon filter. In false color horror, Stryker was presented with a vision of slaughter. The green-skinned savages were hacking apart the alien herbivore, burying huge, cleaver-like blades in the beast, shearing through fur, blubber, and bone. The creature's blood turned the snow to dark slush about it. It shook its antlers and emitted a mournful roar of defiance as it attempted to slide its way out of the frenetic butchery. Stryker's auditory equalizers rang with the valley-bounced echoes of the beast's suffering. Infrared filters froze the warmth of blood splatter patterns as they sprayed through the red miasma. The guttural grunts and bellows of the greenskins were cross-referenced for linguistic origin. Talus Spuria 1 of 10 and his Scutari held position on the ice of the valley, their spindly forms masked by the haze of snow that still hung in the aftermath of the meteorite strike. With their augers and optics, Stryker and the Scutari could see the Xenos, but the savage greenskins could not see them. The machine got a bored waste, however, and Talus Spuria 1 of 10 had his soldier operatives run firing protocols, preparatory targeting solutions, and Xenos data files, ensuring that when the time did come to engage the enemy, they were as ready as they could be. Kill shots had already been calculated. Trajectories had been calibrated. Probabilities had been processed. These, augmented by the flexibility, invention, and natural instincts of their base flesh, made the Omnisire's servants deadly opponents in waiting. Haldron 44 Stryker watched, recorded, monitored. The greenskins finished the miserable alien herbivore before hacking the beast to pieces. They took huge slabs of skinned meat and shaggy fur over their shoulders while their servant creatures dragged antler, bone, and the harvested delicacy of internal organs. Little was wasted, and by the time the feral hunting party was done, all that remained was a mound of steaming entrails. "Proceed," Talus Spuria 1 of 10 transmitted. "As you were, Princeps," the Primus sent back. The infiltrators tracked their quarry along the valley and up through a labyrinth of steep-sided ice ravines. The greenskins' progress was slow but indomitable, while the miasma of blizzard-quelling meteorite impacts helped to mask the presence of the Infiltroriad Spuria 660. Like skeletal spirits, rimed in red and ice, the Scutari haunted the Xenos, matching them step for step, calibrating their own advance to maintain a consistent distance between them and their targets. Breaking out across a new ice field, Stryker and his Scutari trailed the greenskins to a crooked mountain that reared in isolation from the frozen plain. The outline of the mountain flashed in the optic overlays of Haldron 44 Stryker's helmet. Angles extended beyond the structure, and data streamed down beside the imposing form of the red peak.
"Are you receiving this, Magos?" Stryker said. "Processing,"
Omnid Tokora transmitted back from the Maestral.
"The diagnostic quorum concur. It looks favorable, Stryker unit."
"Sir," Talus Spuria 1 of 10 said.
"We have lost the Xenos."
"Yes, Primus,"
Talus Spuria 1 of 10 returned.
"Solenoid Spuria 4 of 10 confirms that the Xenos have entered a tunnel in the mountainside."
"Magos," Stryker said. "I am requesting authorization to proceed."
"Granted,"
Omnid Tokora told him.
"Clarification required. The Omnisire demands it."
"Secure the tunnel, Princeps," Stryker ordered.
The infiltrators observed their instructions with simultaneous urgency. The light hydraulics of their cloven legs helped them to bound through the red snow at speed. Stryker's own appendages brought him up behind their fanning number. His cloak streamed behind him.
Weapons online, Talus Spuria 1 of 10 blurted in chuntering code. The glow of the infiltrator's optic arrays clunked to a brighter shade. The Scutari of the Infiltroriad Spuria 660 extended their left arms, each holding a flechette blaster. The pistols sizzled to life. The weapons cradles that replaced their right arms unfolded, extending from where they had been collapsed and locked behind their shoulder joints. Each formed the hydraulic arm and pivot cradle of a close combat weapon. The infiltrators were armed with taser goads that crackled with voltaic lethality. As the Scutari infiltrators split into two fast-advancing columns, Haldron 44 Stryker launched Phrenos 361 once more into the air. The servo skull's cog blade whirred silently to a blur, carrying the drone forward to scout the tunnel. With his cloak rippling behind him, Stryker thrust the hydraulics of his bionic arms out, forcing two arc pistols to slide down their length on rails. As the chunky pistols clunked into palm locks, the Scutari commander settled his thumbs back around their grip interfacia and brought the weapons to crackling life.
Scutari, Stryker transmitted to the infiltrators. Honor the machine. Be as its parts, working in harmony, in blessed unison, as one.
The Infiltroriad Spuria 660 filed into the ragged entrance cut into the ice wall. The algae-threaded frieze gave way to darkness. This mattered little to Stryker and the Scutari. Their augers and optics fizzled as their visual filters allowed them to probe the depths of the tunnel. Stryker's feeds recorded the drop in temperature and the changing gradient. They were descending. The Primus trudged down the center of the passage, his heavier hydraulics chewing up the ice floor. Infiltrators padded along the walls of the tunnel in two columns, leading the way with the silencers of their pistols. While their combat chassis design offered their base organics ample protection, it was still a lighter designation, suiting their allotted role. Phrenos 361 had drifted far ahead of the unit, almost catching up to the meat-lugging greenskins. Relaying picked feeds back to its master, each presenting some enhancement or capture of note, the servo skull showed the Xenos disappearing into a ragged metal opening at the end of the tunnel. The rust and twisted serrations made the opening appear like a mouth swallowing the greenskin monsters. The Mechanicus tech priests and soldiers formed a shunting chain of hallowed transmissions. Stryker and the infiltrators experienced the mission through the servo skull's optics as Magos Torkora and his diagnostic quorum experienced it through them. The Omnisire monitored the glorious progress of his servants through every feed, stream, and imperative passing between them.
Vessel located, Magos, Haldron 44, Stryker said. Praise the Omnisire.
The Scutari officer regretted the invocation immediately. His rising heart rate and the flush of hormones recorded in his bloodstream smacked of pride and self-congratulatory relief.
You will be informed when the mission is completed, Stryker unit, Omnid Torkora sent back. When it has met its designated goals to the satisfaction of your priestly betters and to the greater glory of the machine god.
Understood, Magos, the Primus transmitted.
He felt his mind flood with a phylactic intrusion of the priesthood. Like a scope brought to focus or an instrument recalibrated, Stryker felt the trivialities of wayward impulse fade. He felt the procession of sentiments warm from the heart run cold. His mind seared to precision and necessity. The cloud of thoughts and feelings afflicting brain and flesh dissipated, sizzling to the demand of his cerebral systems. Targeting data, ballistics, and acquisition reticules. He was no longer Stryker, forge-welder, proud servant of the Mechanicus, and commander with care for both his Scutari and his techno-magi overlords. He was Stryker the living weapon. A cold equation, an eventuality to be delivered, an instrument of divine artifice and design. He was sync-slaved, synapse and engram, to a higher purpose. An instrument of the holy motive force.
Probability that the vessel is the Stellar Zenithica, 17.877%,
Torkora informed him. Geometrics and auger scans of the isolated mountain flashed through Stryker's neural engrams and processors. Now the Infiltroriad Spuria 660 had tracked the Xenos back to their ice caves,
The Maestral had been able to narrow its search for a vessel long crashed on Purbaria and buried in ice. Only the colossal craft's mighty prow now protruded above the frozen plateau, in the shape of the crooked mountain. The Ark Cruiser's ice-penetrating augers had given Omnid Torcora and the Diagnostic Quorum the vessel's estimated shape and dimensions.
Probability that the vessel is the Stellar Zenithica, 42.112%,
Torcora said. The Sicarian infiltrators waited either side of the opening, where the warped metal met the ice. As Phrenos 361 glided through the crumpled superstructure of the ancient vessel, the servo skull projected a broad shaft of hologrammatic light that felt its way through the ruin. Walls were rust-mulched fragility, clinging to the skeletal structure of the vessel's girders and decking, giving the inside the appearance of a dripping cave or the burnt-out interior of a leviathan's ribcage. Phrenos 361 moved quietly through the freeze, optics whirring, scan shaft buzzing. New instruments emerged from its cranium. In the distance, echoing through the tortured architecture of the craft's vast interior, the drone's vox-corder isolated the sounds of the greenskins. The monsters were dragging their prize back to the feral tribe that had made the wreckage their home. Phrenos 361 stopped to repeat a scan, augmenting with filtered optics and captures. The servo skull had been scanning for positive idents, fixtures and serial numbers. Anything that might help the Mechanicus confirm the vessel as the fabled Stellar Zenithica. A series of digits flashed through Stryker's mind. It was a serial mark on a trunk distribution pipe, something that had largely escaped the ravages of time and temperature. Something recently uncovered by the soggy collapse of a rust-eaten wall. Stryker's stubby veins relayed the find to the Maestral. Even as he did, he could tell from the archaic numeration that the serial number was old, and it was Martian.
Positive identification confirmed,
Omnid Torcora told Stryker. The explorator's voice was cool and steely, betraying nothing of the excitement Stryker knew the Magos must be feeling.
Our search is over. The serial confirms the vessel's origin. The Martian shipyards. The Holy Ring of Iron. Cross-referencing the manifests, I am ready to declare this wondrous find as the Stellar Zenithica. Terran colony ship, bound for the Ortrega system, lost in the void. Probability 99.678%. Blessed be the number. We give thanks for our certainty. Stryker unit, secure this hallowed artifact and its secrets.
Phrenos 361, Stryker transmitted, prompting the servo skull to glide around. Survey the vessel and report findings. The drone turned and, with its revolving cogblade accelerating about it, drifted off down the passage, scanning and pick-cataloguing the find.
Skitari, the Primus addressed the infiltrators. We stand before the artifice of our Martian magi and forefathers. Its sacred design, the wonder of its workings, and the consecration of ancient iron is ours to claim in the name of the Omnisire, for it is he who guided Magos Torcora to this place of rediscovery. It is in his name that we shall purge the corruption of the Xenos infestation and restore the secrets of this find to the servants of Mars.